This lecture is going to look at four different but related topics which would all come under the umbrella of accounting for VAT. First, we shall look at the payment or repayment of VAT. Then we shall have a look at monthly payments on account of your VAT liability. Then we shall look at two different schemes which have the aim of simplifying accounting for VAT for the smaller trader. These schemes are the annual accounting scheme and the cash accounting scheme. VAT returns must be submitted to customs not later than one calendar month after the end of the VAT return period in question. When a return is sent to customs, any VAT that is due for payment as shown on the VAT return should be sent to customs at the same time. So, with our VAT return going to customs, we will also have a cheque being sent to customs at the same time and within the same time limit. Late returns and late payments of VAT due can result in penalties. If, on the VAT return, we show input tax exceeding output tax for the return period, then, in a case like this, customs owes the business some money. In this case, when customs receive the VAT return, they will send money back to the business. Where possible, customs likes to make repayments of VAT through the banker's automated clearing service, BACS. Normally, a VAT return will only show the VAT due from that trader. Thus, a trader is only liable for his own VAT due to customs shown on his VAT return. However, FA 2003 introduced joint and several liability for certain traders. This measure is industry-specific and is intended to apply to the following sectors only: telephones, telephone parts and accessories, and computer equipment, including parts, accessories and software. Joint and several liability is specifically targeted at missing trader fraud. Where a business receives a supply of specified goods or services in circumstances where they knew or had reasonable grounds to suspect that VAT on those goods and services would go unpaid, the trader will be held jointly and severally liable for the tax due in the event of default by the supplier. This introduces the concept of joint and several liability throughout the supply chain for fraudulent transactions in these goods. Businesses who pay VAT electronically will automatically receive a 7-day extension to the deadline for the submission of VAT return and the VAT due. The 7-day extension is 7 calendar days. An electronic payment, or an e-payment, is one of the following: BACS, Banker Automated Clearing System; CHAPS, Clearinghouse Automated Payment System; or finally, Bank Giro Credit Transfer. However, this 7-day extension is not available to traders making payments on account or using the annual accounting scheme. Customs have stated that businesses may pay their VAT in euros if they wish, but the declarations of their liability must be made in sterling, and VAT repayments will also be made in sterling. Very large traders are required to pay their VAT monthly in advance on account of their actual VAT liability for a return quarter. Returns are still only submitted quarterly, but payments are made monthly. Basically, for 2 months a payment on account is made, and for a third month of VAT return, the true payment is made. That is, the true payment that is due, as shown on the VAT return, when the VAT return is submitted. Monthly payments on account are not required if the trader makes monthly VAT returns. Now let us have a look at the definition of a very large trader who, hence, has to make these monthly payments on account. There are basically two tests. Test 1 says that the trader's total VAT liability for the previous year ended the 30th of September, the 31st of October, or the 30th of November, exceeded £2 million. Now we have the September, October, or November dates, which apply according to whether the trader is a Group 1, Group 2, or Group 3 trader. It all ties in with the stagger groups that were mentioned in an earlier lecture. So, if a trader was in stagger Group 2, we would be looking at his total VAT liability for the year ended the 31st of October. If it has exceeded £2 million, then he would be a very large trader. So it is the total VAT liability for the previous year to either September, October or November, depending on whether you are looking at stagger group 1, 2 or 3 types of business. The second test says that we look at the business's total VAT liability in any subsequent period of 1 year, and we test this at the end of each prescribed accounting period, each VAT return period. If it exceeds £2 million, then this business is a very large trader. At the end of every VAT return period, we therefore have to look at 1 year's total of VAT, and if it exceeds £2 million, then we have a very large trader here. Whether a trader is defined as large under Test 1 or Test 2 is important because it affects the periods in respect of which the payments on account are required. If Test 1 is satisfied, then payments on account will be required for the whole of the following VAT year. Remember, VAT years commence on the 1st of April, the 1st of May, or the 1st of June, depending on whether you are a Group 1, 2, or 3 trader. So in my earlier example, we would look at our VAT liability to the year ended the 31st of October, and if it exceeded £2 million, then from the next 1st of May, we would be making payments on account. If the business satisfies Test 2, then the liability to make payments on account commences from the very next prescribed accounting period, i.e. VAT return period. So the next VAT return period after the VAT return period in which the £2 million threshold was exceeded becomes the first time we will start to make payments on account. Let us have a look at an example. Giant Limited has a VAT year end on the 31st of May, so it is a Group 3 trader. In the year to the 30th of November 2010, its VAT liability totaled £2.1 million. It exceeds the £2 million threshold in the 30th of November year-end period, so Test 1 must be considered. Giant Limited is a very large trader and is therefore liable now to make payments on account. Because Test 1 is satisfied, these payments on account will commence with the VAT year beginning the 1st of June 2011. If the year to the 30th of November 2010 was the very first time that Giant Limited had exceeded the £2 million threshold, we would be considering Test 2. At the end of a VAT return period, if the VAT liability for that year exceeded the £2 million threshold, the trader must make payments on account from the next prescribed accounting period. So payments on account will also be due from Giant Limited from the 28th of February 2011 return period. Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. Enormous Limited has the 31st of March VAT year end. The company's VAT liability over recent return periods are shown on the slide. As you can see, the VAT liability has sort of steadily been increasing over the last quarterly return periods. What you have to do is click on the first VAT return period, which will be affected by the payment on account legislation. So have a go at this, and when you have clicked on an answer, we will have a look at the model answer. Good luck. Test 1 does not apply to this question. The year end we will be looking at for this Group 1 trader is the 30th of September. We have results to the 30th of September 2010. The annual VAT liability for the year then ending is £1.8 million. This does not exceed £2 million, so Test 1 is not satisfied. Let us now have a look at Test 2. This says that at the end of every quarter we look at the year's VAT liability for the quarter then ended. As you can see, by the time we get to the end of the 30th of June 2011, the annual VAT liability for that period then ending is £2.2 million. So, it therefore exceeds £2 million. Test 2 is satisfied for the VAT return to the 30th of June 2011, and it is at this point that payments on account are triggered. The payments on account will start from the next VAT return period, which will be the quarter to the 30th of September 2011. That is the correct answer. So when are payments on account due? Well, they are due at the end of the second month in the prescribed accounting period, i.e. the VAT return period, and the end of the third month in the VAT return period. The balance is then due when the VAT return is submitted. So, in other words, 1 month after the prescribed accounting period ends. Now, if the payments on account exceed the total amount due for the VAT return period, then customs will repay the excess when the VAT return is submitted. So how much is the payment on account? Well, it is 1/24th of a total VAT liability for a year, but which total VAT liability for the year depends on whether Test 1 or Test 2 were satisfied. If Test 1 was satisfied,
then it is the total VAT liability to that 30th of September, 31st of October, or 30th of November year-end date as appropriate to the Stagger Group for the trader. If it was Test 2 that was satisfied, then it is 1/24th of the total VAT liability for that year in which the £2 million threshold was exceeded. In both cases, VAT due on goods imported from outside the EU is excluded. Customs are required to notify the trader of the amount payable, how it has been calculated, and when the payment is due. In certain circumstances, customs have the power to reduce or increase the amount of payment on the account. There is one other thing I want to mention about Test 2. Where the threshold is exceeded for the very first time under Test 2, then only one payment on account is required in the first return period under the scheme. The balance is then due with the return, and then the usual payments on account regime kicks in after that. Just a few more things to say about the payments on account scheme. First of all, the default surcharge regime does apply to payments on account, so you still have to get everything paid on time and a return sent in on time under the scheme. If the total VAT liability in four successive returns falls below 80% of the total that was used for your reference period, the reference period being the period on which payments on account have been calculated, then the trader can apply for a reduction in the payment on account, and the trader can apply for this reduction immediately, rather than waiting for the next annual revision, which is always based on the Test 1 reference period. If a trader's VAT liability falls to less than £1.6 million for a one-year period ending under Tests 1 or 2, then the trader can apply to Customs to be released from his duty to make payments on account. When Customs have given their written approval, basically the trader can then leave the payments on account system.